Radio. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on minimum support price and government initiatives for farmers' welfare. The participants are Dr. A.K. Singh, Deputy Director General, Indian Council of Agriculture Research, and Sanjeev Mukherjee, journalist.
So government has recently enacted three legislations on agriculture, which are being talked about as quite transformative. The first one is on liberalizing the trade of agriculture. Second is on giving a framework for contract farming. And third is amendments to the Essential Commodities Act. The legislations have led to a lot of debate in the country. And one big question which many people are asking is on the MSP. Dr. Singh, what is this whole issue about MSP? And does these ordinances any way have any bearing on the MSP system or mechanism that is going on?
The concern what is being shown by some sections of the society is of MSP. And the government has clarified time and again and also in parliament that the MSP process is going to continue. Now, the farmers of Haryana and Punjab especially and Western UP, and they have been getting benefits of MSP as they are able to sell their rice and wheat in the market and they are able to get the MSP prices also. So they were concerned whether with these three bills, the MSP process will be somehow hampered. But with the clarification from the government that MSP is going to continue, if you remember that the Swaminathan report of providing MSP at least 1.5 times more to the crops, and that has been ensured by this government. The farmers have been benefited. Even recently, the MSP prices has been increased to the tune of 50 to 300. So it's a big jump also in MSP. And anyway, the government viewpoint is that MSP is going to continue in the light so that some of the commodities are essential commodities like rice, wheat, edible oils, pulses, and this is required for some in a kind of buffer stock when certain kind of emergencies are there in terms of calamities or some price rise and others. So some amount of these commodities are always required. So for that purpose also, the government is willing to continue with the MSP process. MSP will be there, and even more crops have been brought under MSP, and the government is eager to provide the MSP prices to the farmers. And MSP is an instrument to encourage farmers to grow certain commodities which are needed by the country. Being a large country with large number of population, so we require certain commodities in large quantity, and that's why government always tries to support the farmers to go for certain commodities. And that is still the policy of the government, and that is going to continue in years to come.
And also what we have seen in the last 5-6 years is that our procurement under MSP of various crops, these pulses, oilseed, rice, wheat, has only grown. They haven't fallen. The quantum as well as in terms of value, it has grown. And more number of farmers are now being covered under the MSP bracket as compared to earlier. Even the government says that a lot of more farmers have been joined into the MSP bracket.
Very, very right. See, these are the indicators how the government is thinking to work. And even those commodities, like I find the state of UP, the potato also was procured, and wheat also from the non-traditional areas, millets also. Yes. So rice and wheat, of course, it was there, but many more commodities are getting procured. The government ensured the higher prices by procuring pulses on higher prices. You will get the example also that how the production of pulses went so high from 16 to 17 million tons in 2016-17, now around 25 million tons, almost 5-6 million tons more pulses, because government brought a policy of higher MSP and more quantity of procurement. These two things happened along with the provisions for new technology, new seeds which are required by the farmers, the storage facilities, and I think these are 3-4 strategies on which government has worked for pulses, and we have been able to be almost self-sufficient as of now. And so is the case with other commodities which government is trying.
One another thing, a lot of emphasis is on opening up the trade and the marketing channel. It gives an option to the farmers to sell at different points. This does not confine to one single market. How do you think this is going to impact farmers?
This is another revolutionary step, because it will facilitate a kind of openness to the entire market. The farmers were bound to sell their produce in APMC markets only. And other than APMC markets, it was transactions were not allowed. Now the farmers are allowed to sell the produce from their own villages, from their warehouses. Anybody from anywhere, from any state can come buy it. Our farmers can take their produce and sell to other places. I find two ways. It's going to be beneficial for consumers. The traders can come from the southern regions to northern region, and from northern region they can go to the southern region. They can buy the produce, they can bring back to their own regions and provide to the consumers. So consumers will be benefited in a big way. And the farmers also, for example, if I get an opportunity to sell my produce in those states where that particular commodity is not grown, so obviously the prices will be higher in those markets. So I am, as a farmer, is facilitated and encouraged to take my produce through online platforms and sell in those markets where prices are high. So I find it will change the cropping systems also. So traders, once they will start moving from one place to another, and the farmers also start moving from one district to another and from one state to another, both ways it is going to be beneficial. At the same time, government also says that there will be APMC markets, they will continue. So those who are willing to sell in those APMC markets, they can continue to sell. But at the same time, it is important to mention that many of the state governments, they have got certain tax in the APMC markets. So farmers were paying those tax. But with this one market provisioning, the farmers need not to pay any kind of tax when they are selling out of APMC markets. And the other advantage that if I get a buyer who can come to my household level, he can come. He can buy, so there is no transportation involved. From my side as a farmer, I need not to store for a longer period. If I have got some agreement with certain traders, he will come and he will buy. And if I am getting some kind of free information and free linkage with certain traders, I can grow certain commodity and they can come and buy those products. So I find all the way it is beneficial to all the parties, providing many opportunities. I remember also in the past some of the private companies, when they went to purchase something on their own, state governments objected it. Though farmers were getting higher prices on their doorsteps, but the state government did not allow that to happen. But with this act, probably all places can be marketplaces where farmers and traders can change views and they can sell their produce.
One doubt which many people have is that now this act has come, the APMCs will wither because they will be starved of funds and they provide a platform for price discovery which won't be there. Do you think these fears are unfounded?
These are completely unfounded. I say that APMC markets and MSP, those are going to continue. And APMC markets will be, you can say, the platform where MSP will be actually insured. So the farmers as of now also they are bringing to APMC markets, and there they are able to get the MSP prices. So that arrangement is going to be continuing. And it is completely unfounded that this APMC markets are going to vanish. And MSP is also going to be affected. It is not going to happen. Actually, there are more opportunities now. It can be also remembered that since long we have been talking that the investment from private sector is not happening in agriculture sector. Now it opens up gates. Governments cannot go to all nooks and corners of the country. But it is the duty of those who are earning, those who have got the capital and big infrastructure. They come in the villages, they come in the districts, and they create their infrastructure not only for the marketing, but also supporting production systems. If certain technology is to be pushed, if a big house comes and he takes a kind of contract arrangement and he enters and that district, what government is trying to say, one district, one product. So if we know that Lucknow is known for the Dasari mangoes or Alfonso mango grown in southern region, so those particular districts can be converted into market as well as production hubs also for one commodity. So the whole arrangements I find provide more commercial farming, more viable farming, more economic oriented farming, which our system was lacking. People were growing only those commodities traditionally which they have been growing since long. If you look into the entire Punjab and Haryana, there is no diversification. Only people go for rice and wheat. But once some trader comes and he says that these two crops are damaging the entire resource base, the water tables are going down and soils are also depleting. So in those conditions, some more diversification can take place, which requires less water, less nutrients, less space on the soil, and more profitable, more quality production in terms of vegetables and fruit. So that can happen now. And that is very important for smallholders. It will also facilitate aggregation model. Because today one farmer grows something, he cannot go and sell it in the market. But if the same product is being grown by thousands of farmers in 10,000 FPOs which we are growing, each FPO becomes one commodity aggregator.
Right.
People of gather in one FPO, maybe 1,000 members or 2,000. If they start growing one or two commodities, all those farmers will be so much benefited. And this model is there in the other countries like Vietnam, which I have also studied, and I found that the same kind of model is there where quality production can happen, the farmers can come together, they can aggregate their produce, link with the traders, and that goes to the market. So that's how the production system will be affected, the quality of produce will be positively impacted, and it will be beneficial to the farmers.
With amendments to the Essential Commodities Act, quite a number of commodities have been moved out of them. The act can be employed only in case of exceptional circumstances. How do you see this act impacting the agriculture sector?
This Essential Commodity Act is very, very important one for a country like us. If you compare our country with the European countries, which are very smaller, they buy most of the food items from the neighboring countries or from the other countries because their population is so less and they can depend on other countries. Probably we are the largest producer of many commodities. We are the second largest in terms of population, also almost 1/6 of the entire world. So our responsibility is to produce certain commodities, but at the same time our responsibility is that it is equally distributed among the different kinds of sections of the society, including poor, the marginal, the small, landless, even those who are rickshaw pullers. And for that, I think this kind of act is very, very important. Once, if there is certain calamity, for example, drought happens, if at that time also exports continues, we need the commodity to be stored in the godowns where we can support our own farm households, the consumers, the farmers. Even the marketing of certain produce continues to happen, but we need to preserve those commodities for emergencies. For that, I think this is very, very important kind of intervention that government can interfere in certain situations which are difficult and some epidemic comes, like COVID-like situation has come up, and the government has enough buffer and it could provide the meals to 80 crores households in the entire country. So it happened because we preserved and then we were able to support to the large masses.
What many people are saying is this act in its earlier version was quite restrictive. Private investments were restrictive to come in because there was always a fear of stock holding limits or raids being conducted by this thing. This gives some sort of certainty to the investment. Do you see it like that, the amendments that has been made?
One amendment is on contract farming, and this provides an opportunity to the traders that he can come into the agreement with the farmers. Both the parties have to agree on agreement. And in this agreement, the trader is also sure that whatever agreement is there, farmer is going to oblige the trader to sell their produce on the already pre-decided rates. And farmer is also sure that if I have grown, the trader is going to buy it, whether the prices are crashing or not. So in this condition, I find both the parties are mutually benefited. And this probably will encourage more commercial farming. In the private sugar mills, you find that there is a catchment where the factory provides seeds, the technologies, the plant protection measures to the growers. And there is a buyback arrangement. So that is on a limited scale, but this act provides an opportunity that it can happen across the country, not for one commodity, but many of the commodities and most of the commodities. Processing and value addition has been one weak point in our country in the past. With this, there is a proposal to establish 2 lakh micro food enterprises, the micro processing units. If it starts happening and around one micro food enterprise, some employment will be also generated. At the same time, the raw material which is getting produced locally, that can be consumed by that unit itself. So there is a good picture ahead of us, and each one of us, whether it is farmers, consumers, traders, and also the scientific community, if all come together, probably the meaning and the purpose of this bill will be fulfilled for the betterment of the farming community as a whole.
That is quite an optimistic note to end the discussion, Dr. Singh. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on minimum support price and government initiatives for farmers' welfare. The participants were Dr. A.K. Singh, Deputy Director General, Indian Council of Agriculture Research, and Sanjeev Mukherjee, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of All India Radio. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our website, newsonair.com. You may email your opinion about this program at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.